Hi, I'm Lynn Werfel, welcoming you backstage with the New World Symphony. This week, we meet Sarah Sitzer from St. Louis, Missouri. She's a third-year cellist. Sarah did some of her music education at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and she went there not just for a great teacher, but also for his approach to something that at first seems non-musical.
He specializes in the Feldenkrais technique, which is a lot of body awareness. The way he describes Feldenkrais is giving your body more tools to work with. He'll have you explore all these different ways that stretch the ways you thought you could move.
While a lot of young musicians can't wait to get into the solo spotlight, Sarah has a little bit of a different take on her favorite type of music.
Concertos are probably my least favorite thing. I much prefer something like chamber music or sonatas, because it's nicer to just be collaborating with someone and not be so in the spotlight. I prefer to be working with people instead of being the star of the show. And I also really like playing unaccompanied music because there's so much freedom. You can just do whatever you want. There's no limits. You don't have to keep in time with anyone. You can be completely spontaneous.
Sarah Sitzer finds there's also a lot of freedom just in being at New World Symphony here in Miami.
It's a very safe place to be because you don't have to worry about your own stability, because you know you're going to be here for 3 years and you know you're going to be able to live for that amount of time, so you get to explore other things. Since I've been here, I've tried to get the most I could out of being around so many other good musicians and playing chamber music with them as much as I can.
Sarah found one of her best musical experiences came from a very unusual and unexpected place.
One of my best experiences here was getting together with a few of the other musicians here, and we decided to work on the first Bartok Quartet. We worked really hard on it, and we played on one of the free concerts here on one of the musicians' forums, and it was really one of my best musical experiences, not just here, but ever. Definitely probably the best chamber music experience I've ever had.
Cellist Sarah Sitzer doesn't hesitate to say what her biggest thrill so far has been.
Probably musically, playing Mahler 5 under him last year. I mean, that's his piece. He basically owns it. I don't think the orchestra has ever sounded better. It was a really great experience.
While last season was fabulous, Sarah's really looking forward to one or two things in the new season.
The thing that I'm really looking forward to is just being in the new hall. Apparently, no audience member will be further back than 13 rows or something. I think there are a few more seats than there are in the current hall, but somehow they've arranged it so that it's much more intimate. I'm really excited about MTT's Mahler in the new hall.
The opening of the new hall in January also brings one of Sarah's musical heroes, violinist Christian Tetzlaff.
Tetzlaff, I've heard a couple times, and every time I hear him, it's the most inspiring performance I ever listened to. I expect that it'll be awesome. Christian Tetzlaff and MTT is like the superstar combination, the best of all worlds. You probably can't get any better than that.
That was Sarah Sitzer, cellist with the New World Symphony in her third year. I'm Lynn Werfel. Please join me again next week as we go backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.